Morfordville, the weather is overcast. It's coming up to 8 o'clock.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for bulk. She walks in with remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punter Show and One to Follow. The all-new ProBet Alive is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With ProBet Alive, you get professional sets for both Sydney and Melbourne, staking plans, plus the unique ability to interact with the sharpest racing minds in the country while the races are in play of a Saturday. Maximize your chance for profit at an unbelievable introductory offer of just $69. Go to probetter.com.au now. That's probetter.com.au.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
There only needs to be one question asked at this stage. Mike Fraser is with us. You there, Mike?
Yes, brother.
There is only needs to be one question asked at the moment, and that's to Ron Duffacy.
Mm-hmm.
Did the coffee arrive?
It's arrived.
Was she all right?
She
was all right?
No, she doesn't know what's going on.
That's the main thing.
Right on the dollar vote.
Okay, beautiful. Mark Van Gestel is joining us from Racing New South Wales Stewards. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Mark, we're on a track that hopefully will improve, given what the forecast is telling us, up to 27 degrees today.
Yeah, look, it's a welcome change. We've got some fine weather, and as you say, with the forecast for today, let's hope that we can get on an even better surface than we're starting with a soft six.
Yep, let's hope so. What have you got for us there?
Andrew, out of the first race, Boss Lane looked like a disappointed at Rose Hill on the 28th of March, but look, it had a pretty tough run, carrying 60 kilos. The big weight, and it wasn't a bit of a contest with the winner in the early stages, and Boss had dropped out in the run. The run probably wasn't as bad as it looked. Nose roll goes on today, and obviously back to Randwick, back in distance, and the horse seems to fire at Randwick, so probably had some excuses last start.
Yep.
Open book in the same race, making the home turn at Warwick Farm. It was checked when the winner shifted out underneath, and form shows there, beaten just over four lengths by Private Secretary, but it certainly should have finished a little closer than what the form shows. Over to the third race, and Nayeli, it also was the one that disappointed in the PJ Bell, behind Miss Cover Girl, but look, it's form on heavy tracks. It's not all that good, and obviously gets a better surface today. The stable indicated that it pulled up okay subsequent to the run, so probably the heavy track was the excuse for it there.
Right.
Over to the fifth event, Labaz in the Doncaster, beaten six lengths by Kermadec, but look, it jumped quite awkwardly at the start, lost about two lengths, and then had to make up that ground in the early stages, so its effort, given that, wasn't too bad. To the all-age race six and Shooting to Win, Stable did report that subsequent to its run on the George Ryder, beaten just over two lengths by Real Impact, that it did have some back soreness. It was treated. Stable vets cleared the horse to run today, and we'd expect that with the blinkers going back on as well, that it might run a better race. Race seven, Andrew, Target in Sight, at Rose Hill on the 28th of March, beaten by a short margin by General Leaf, but just near the 200 metres had to be directed away from heels to obtain clear running, and then it did just shift in under pressure approaching the winning post.
Right, that's Target inside in race seven.
And just finally, Andrew, in the last event, Berbero in the George Ryder, it's obviously coming back in class today, but it was held up in the early part of the straight, beaten 2.6 lengths by Real Impact, and its effort was quite good in that race.
That's Barbero and gets a claim today for Brodie Loy. All right, there's some keynotes for us going forward to the final day of the Autumn Carnival, the Schweppes All Age Stakes program. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy the day out there.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel from the Stewards Department. Among the team with Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser is Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Morning, Glenn.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Commiserations to you, Michael. Good morning. I tell you what gets me going is, usually gets me going is Andrew's weather reports when he's at the races every 35 seconds, and we're really missing that this morning, I must admit.
That's why I've gone with Navesh. But
the other thing, Andrew, I really did miss having to put a suit on at 20 past six this morning.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But looking forward to seeing you on a suit this afternoon.
Sorry, Ronnie.
Yeah. Eight races.
You've got to get the track early, you know.
Eight races to look at Randwick, so let's get going with these. The first at 12:35.
Yeah, at least Cheryl doesn't have to pick you out a tie to wear to the races, Ron. In the first tier, boys, the E-Group Security over 1,200, and they'll jump at 12:35. We've got Boss Lane. Just heard about it in the Stewards Report. They're at $26. King Cobia at $35. Marmoiselle at $17. Aussies Love Sport at $15. Road to Summer is out, no deduction. Private Secretary, the favourite, at $2.20. Field Marshal, $17. Dublin Lass at $8. Backman at $11. Open Book at $15. Mojave at $7. La Pieta at $51. And Grand Punto at $15. Well, punters quite happy to be on this one. Private Secretary, graduating out of midweek company to Saturday grade here. 15 times the amount of money on that than its nearest rival, and that is actually Field Marshal. For Chris Waller and Tommy Berry here has been $35 into $17. But Private Secretary, 280 into 220, they've started confident in the first.
Well, the speed in the race, the inside barriers hold the key here. We've got King Cobia, Aussie Love Sport, Joe Pride hinted that Open Book would hold a forward spot, and Dublin Lass first up from barrier one on the fresh side has got a little bit of speed. So I've got those four going. The favourites probably going to ease just off the speed there, maybe, you know, three pairs back. Mojave and Boss Lane are going to find a spot also, but I've got the inside barriers going forward, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. Barriers 2, 3 and 4 go forward here. The rest can sort themselves out. Gee, she looks a good mare, this. Private Secretary, I know she hasn't beaten much at her past two starts. It's just the style and the manner in which she's gone about her work. I think she's outstanding. Really much in-form mare, and if she runs up to what I've seen of her at her two runs back, she'll win this race. Needs luck, because she's a backmarker. You know, first race of the day, backmarker. And listening to what your theory, thinking it's similar to last week, Michael, probably up the fence, that may make it harder for a mare like her, because you'd expect she'd have to come to the outside. I still love her. Six on top. I think there's value outside her. 13 Grand Punto. He's put two strong wins together in easier class, so my top two picks have to lift a level here. But look, I think he's capable of measuring up, and the sting out of the ground suits him. I've got a very close eye on Aussie's Love Sport here. He was a real candidate for a gelding operation his whole career. And now that he's had it and didn't mind his trial, he's got on-pace favours here where he'll kick up underneath them. And a drying track's probably suiting him. Look, I'm watching the market on him and can't wait to look at him in the yard. That looks big odds, 15. And best of the rest, another one. A 50-1 chance here. La Pieta, number 12. Two trials have been solid. She didn't come up last preparation. I'm not treating her lightly. You know, she first up two preps ago. She was second in a, I think it was a silk stocking, not having much luck. So she's got a bit of talent. 6, 13, 4, and 12.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Private Secretary. Not quite as bullish as you. The only slight drawback I have, it's in its first ever preparation. It won its first two starts. Started 9-14 on at its next start and got rolled. Next preparation, won its first two again and then got rolled as a favourite again, third up. So it's followed a similar pattern here, won them both, but I dare say it's going a lot better than the previous campaigns. You had to be impressed with the way she got to the line in that Warwick Farm win. Even though it wasn't the best ground, she just seemed to be cruising. It was very impressive. Got her on top of Mojave, first up here. Had the two trials. It's put in fresh all three runs it's had. It's a winner in 2 seconds. Maps really well. I'm sure it's going to acquit itself well. The Ruffy open book from Josh from Joe Prideyard.
He gave it a push, didn't he?
Heat Stress first up from a fairly lengthy spell, went out hard. Much better effort at Warwick Farm behind the favourite. And as Joe said, the favourite gave it a bit of a stitch-up when they straightened up. And I think, you know, from a good draw on a drying track, I think it's definitely a place chance for sure and certain. And for fourth, number eight, Dublin Lass, first up here. She maps really nicely from barrier one with Huey on board. If she gets into the firing line, she could hit the line strongly. I agree with the fave, 6, 11, 10 and 8.
Darren Flindell also likes the 6 Private Secretary to beat 13, the same as Duff, and then 8 and 11. 6, 13, 8 and 11 for Darren in race 1. Race 2, couple of scratchings here, Glenn.
Yeah, the Johnny Walker Frank Packer plate here. Merion, the toppy, $2.80. High World favourite, $2.60. Farah Litos came out this morning, 14 cents to win and nothing the place. Goulian at 11, Blade Meister at 21. Another Al 15, High Midnight 26, Wine Tails at 5, Stratolina's at 35, and Miss Interior's out no deduction. Best supported runner here is High World, actually went up second pick behind Merion. It is a replaced Merion as favourite. Second most popular runner is Wine Tails, and third most popular runner is the Gay Waterhouse trained Another Al.
Yeah, I think Another Al and Merion. Merion's been going around in pretty fast run races down in Victoria. I think they're the two from good draws that'll go forward and sort the lead. I think Wine Tail stepping up to a 2,000 won't get that far away. And I think the favourite will probably come across and maybe settle 1-1. The others have a tendency to like to, you know, find their feet a little.
Yeah, a bit of a messy map the way I'm looking at it, especially with High World, you know, with those blinkers off and trying to get him to settle. But I still got him rolling forward as well. But and Mirian wouldn't think they'd want to leave with him. I just had him a little slight distance risk, but not in a slowly run race. This is a real trap. I don't know what to do here. I don't know whether to go with the Tullock Stakes form or the Carbine Club form or the Adrian Knox form, which already been franked. I've ended up going with the fillies, with the filly, Wine Tails. She was scratched from the Oaks last week for this. She's a big improver on a drying track here today, and obviously the form from her, that last run has stood up. At the better odds, I'll lean her way. One Merion, okay, and the Tullock, although he was just weak in that last 50 metres, so maybe he's... maybe just that little slight distance of a query at running the distance out, but there isn't much pressure here. Too High World. Look, he took control and got the job done last time. Interesting to hear that Peter saying that, you know, he thinks he'll be just as good on a drier track. I've sort of marked him as a wet tracker, but Peter thinks he's a spring horse, and when Peter speaks, I listen. And best of the rest, Blade Master, number 5, Blade Meister. Peter says we've tried everything with him. Joss is happy with him, and look, happy to give him another, throw him into the multiples at big odds on their advice. 8, 1, 2, and 5.
Yeah, I'm 2, 8, 1, and 4 here. Feralitos was my original pick. I really liked his chances today, but they've scratched it. Been left with High World. Nothing wrong with the way this colt's going. They got to the line first up at Flemington. Really hit the line nicely there. The two subsequent runs have produced two really good wins. Warwick Farm and Ramwick up to a mile. Now he gets to 2,000. Blinkers coming off. As Ronnie said, that may help him settle a little. I think if he gets the right run, I think he's the way to go. I've got him on top of 8 Wine Tails. First two runs of this filly were really good. The Keith Nolan run was sensational. Only beaten narrowly when she rolled into the worst ground. And then we had to watch at the Adrian Knox run. No fault of Magic Man's here. I'm not really blaming him for this one. She was 5 or 6 off the fence. She was far enough away from the bad going. But she just didn't really seem to get into the race on a somewhat drying track. You've got to give her one more chance for sure. 2 to beat 8. 1 Merion for 3rd. And 4th Goulian. Fitter for 3 runs back. You know, found the class of the Tullock a little bit too much for its last start. This is a somewhat easier assignment. Starting to get fully fit now and has a nice little barrier trial since. 2, 8, 1, and 4.
And for Darren Flindell, he likes Mike Moroney's topping Merion number 1 to beat 2, 6 and 8. 1, 2, 6 and 8. We move to race 3. This is a group 3 for the 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, the Kari JHB Car Stakes over 1,400, where the toppy here, slightly sweet, is an $8 chance. Nay Elliott 17, P peeping favourite, $3.80. Pittsburgh Flyer, 11. Press Report, 11. Tani Dancer, 11. Sapara, 9.50. Matt Elijah at 7. Anyas at 26. Nancy at 7. Sabrina at 17. And Swift Lady is a $71 chance. Well, the best supported runner here, dollar wise, is Nancy. $9.50 given on opening into $7. Second most popular runner is Sabrina, the one under it, 21 into 17. Third pick is Peeping. And fourth pick is Ronnie's value runner there, Tani Dancer.
Yeah, look, this is a bit of a tricky speed map here. There's quite a few that can go forward. You've got obviously got Peeping, a Pittsburgh Flyer can hold its spot. You've got the two out wide there, Nayeli and Sapara will come across. And then from barriers one and two, NES and Press Report. And then the other one that's going to try and find a spot is Matilda. So I've got a bunch of them kicking up there, Ron.
Yeah, look, it's a trap. It's a trap. I can see this being a slowly run race, in fact. I've got a few wanting to be there, but no real designated leader. I sort of conceded to Sapara going across here and Peeping taking the sit, but anything could happen. Question mark on Nayeli. I like Tani Dancer up in distance here. I know she's only won one from 10, but look, she's been set for something. I'd say this is it. She's had two runs here in Sydney in the birthday card, the PJ Bell, where she's been big odds. I liked her run the other day. That last 50 metres of that race was very good, and I think stepping up to 1,400 metres here in what is a very, very competitive race. Most runners will have support here. I've just singled her out as the one to beat. Six on top. I'm wary of Metalesia, number 8. She was 5 weeks between runs last time in the lead-up in the PJ Bell, and I thought she was pretty good there. She strips fitter here, and hard to beat with that run under her belt. And Lee Friedman and Anthony have found James McDonald here. She looks big odds. Press Report. She was outclassed in the TJ on probably a track that didn't suit her very heavy. Go back to that previous win at Warwick Farm, and boy, she'd nearly beat this lot, and she is back to three-year-old fillies here, so double figure odds her for her supporters is a luxury, and Nancy is an improver, best of the rest. I can't believe I've left Peeping out of a place. It's probably just a price factor, and just a little query with her at 1,400 metres. I just want to see her prove it at that price. 6, 8, 5 and 10.
Yeah, I like number 8 here, Matilda. Been quite taken by its first two runs at Moonee Valley. Got to the line nicely in those. And as Ronnie said, the run at Randwick last start, the PJ Bell was good. She got a little bit lost there. Hadn't had a run for 38 days. Once again, getting onto a drying track at 1,400. Her racing style suggests she's going to be suited. Just needs an initial luck from that draw. I've got it sort of camped on a bit of a limb here, so James needs one of his good rides to, you know, get the right trail. I've got it on top of four Pittsburgh Flyer. I think this horse can improve here. First two runs in Melbourne were good, got to the line winning second up at Flemington there in the 1100, and then found the fence in the worst ground with Magic Man on in the PJ Bell, I think. And could have been a shade flat from the Flemington effort too, because the rating did sort of go through the roof. I just think 1,400, Huey on board, if he can get, you know, find third or fourth defence, I think this horse will have something to offer. 8 to beat 4, 3 Peeping, racing quite well, just got the slight concern about a strong 1,200, but does look to map quite nicely. And for fourth, number 10, Nancy, done nothing wrong in its all three runs his prep. It's a horse that does attack the line strongly. Obviously, a substantial class rise here, but it is a horse that runs through the line quite nicely, and, you know, looking forward to see how far it can go. 8, 4, 3 and 10.
And of course, the Darren Flindell tip is also Matilda here, number 8, 8, 3, 7 and 10. And don't forget, there's a $300,000 Big Six jackpot today out at Royal Randwick, a $300,000 Big Six jackpot. In a moment, we'll look at the Champagne, the first of the Group 1s at 20 past 8.
And the gates are about to open. They're off and they're racing.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be a part of the New South Wales racing industry. Whether it's Randwick, Menangle or Wentworth Park, we love presenting the very best racing service. Exciting calls, the
betting moves, the totes and key interviews. All part of the National Racing Service every day on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for bulk. She walks in with remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punter Show and one to follow. The all-new ProBetter Live is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With ProBetter Live, you get professional sets for both Sydney and Melbourne, staking plans, plus the unique ability to interact with the sharpest racing minds in the country while the races are in play of a Saturday. Maximize your chance for profit at an unbelievable introductory offer of just $69. Go to probetter.com.au now. That's probetter.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Yes, we should mention Cash Out, Glenn Munsey from Tab. It's a new initiative and certainly worked for one sports and racing punter last weekend, but it's something new and something our punters and listeners should be looking at.
Yes, Andrew, and I'd ask Ronnie and Michael, say you're on a three-leg all-up, boys, or a four-leg all-up at the races, and going into the last leg, you know, you know, Ronnie, round of drinks for you, 50,000, 60,000. You know, what would you do? Where, if you're in front, would you let it ride, or do you take something off the top and say, well, righto, you know, I can bet again next week, they're on again tomorrow?
I open up my bank account and look how much is in there, and I think, can I afford the knock here, or can I go the line with this? That's look, it's a tricky one.
But at least the option's there now, isn't it?
Yeah, the option's there. Are you allowed to take part, or you got to take the lot?
No, you got to take that. You've got to take what's offered.
You've got to get a cash out. Yeah.
So, the reason the guy could take a percentage the other day in the golf, he had six different
tickets. Yeah. Fair enough. Look, it's a. All depends how confident I was. You know, if I'm on a fours on chance in the last leg and
you stay solid,
you're only giving me twos on to crunch out, I'd have to go to the line with it myself.
I'd let it ride, yeah.
But it's certainly an option there, and our listeners should have a look at it if you bet Maltese in particular.
It's a bit like the old crushing days.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to find someone that's going to bet you, Michael.
Yeah. Righto.
I said old.
Yeah.
24 after like eight.
Very old.
Take the 20s that's going off in the back ring, and you come back to the bookie and say, look, I'll bet you know, 16 with the fraction here.
Sky Sports Radio it is, and time now to look at the first of the Group 1s today, Race 4 at Randwick.
Yes, Andrew brushes his teeth with this. Mowat and Shondon, the Champagne Stakes here, where the Barrister is at $9.50, Odyssey Moon at $3.80, Takedown at $6, Tarquin at $7, Street Rapper $11, Road Assassin $51, Reckless Russell $71, Pasadena Girl favourite at $2.80, and mine too is a $17 chance. Well, a similar case to the Frank Packer Plate here. The favourite originally was Odyssey Moon. It's been replaced by Pasadena Girl. Easily the best supported runner here. Best back to beat it is the other Melbourne galloper, the Barrister, at $9.50. So Pasadena Girl's been $3.50 to $2.80. The Barrister's been $15 into $9.50. That's caused Odyssey Moon to go from $2.80 out to $3.80.
Speed in the race, well, the Barrister and Takedown both drawn out wide. They're definitely both go-forward horses. They've been up on the speed their last few starts. Street Rapper from a good draw, up to a mile. It's an on-pace, so they won't be too far away. And then you've got Tarquin and Odyssey Moon. Odyssey Moon, I think it could fall into a beautiful spot here, maybe fourth or fifth too wide. And the favourite and the others will, you know, settle in behind, but they're the ones we've got going forward.
Yeah, I think it's obvious they'll go forward horses here. I'm with the favourite here. Gee, she's getting in now, 280. I didn't realise she was so well backed. She's Pasadena girl. She's a nice filly. I think she was far from disgrace, running on well last week in the size produce. Look, she's got a strong pedigree, and I think the mile should suit her, and happy to be with her. There seems to be plenty of confidence in the camp, and really happy to hear Peter say this morning that she's trained on and may have even put on some weight since that size. So some of these horses can go home after a hard run on a wet track and they won't train on, but all positive. I'm definitely saving on Street Rapper here, $11. He's not a double figure odds chance. I just think he's been crying out for the mile all the way along, this horse. He's been solid at his past two, taking control at Wyong and racing away and then chasing hard takedown last time. I just think he looks good odds. Three takedown, no knock on him whatsoever. And if this track's playing okay up in the inside and obviously on pace, and he's tough. He just makes his own luck, and he gives the impression he'll run a mile. So no reason to doubt him. And two Odyssey Moon. Look, he's just so tough. He's been very good all the way along, all in one racing preparation. And Rod Northam's done a fantastic job with him, and he's set to run well again. 8, 5, 3, and 2.
He will get the reward here, Mr. Northam. I think Odyssey Moon's a very good bet today. He's comes out of the much stronger form lines. We've all seen him. He's been behind Exosphere, Vancouver, Pride of Dubai. His last two runs, He's been forced to do a fair bit of work, especially slipper run. And even from a good draw, Damien Oliver sort of just made one tiny, not a mistake, but he went behind a horse and then he finished up getting shoved out. He was four wide working. I thought he was terrific. He's as tough as teak. I think he's the one horse that will be crying out for the mile. And if Damien gets him into the right spot, I think it is all over Red Rover. I'd like him a lot to beat Tarquin. Obviously a horse with ability, a dramatic improvement when he won his second start, this of his only preparation in the Pago. Didn't back it up last start, but he did have a tough run in the size. James McDonald was forced to make a long, wide run on him. He ran out of puff the last, 80 or 90 metres. But, as it could have been also a consequence of the tough run before. So,
Mike, just hold on there, mate. For whatever reason, we've got this noise back again, although it's now gone. We're going to take a break and see whether we can solve this issue. We had it earlier in our previous hour, some really bad noise coming across our line. I'm now starting to think whether it's Ron or Mike, but we'll take a break and see how we go at 28 after 8.
And the gates are about to open. They're off and they're racing.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be a part of the New South Wales racing industry. Whether it's Randwick, Menangle or Wentworth Park, we love presenting the very best racing service. Exciting calls, the betting moves, the totes and key interviews. All part of the National Racing Service every day on Sky Sports Radio.
Summer is over. Say hello to Group 1 Racing. And to welcome the racing back, here's an outstanding offer from the TAB. Have a trifecta on the Group 1 Racing at Randwick this Saturday with your TAB account or TAB rewards card. And if your bet loses but 2 out of 3 placings are correct, score a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent points. The action's calling. At your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. See tab.com.au for T's and C's. Gamble responsibly.
Hi punters, James Cummings here. Home of racing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news, straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
You'll hear all about the carnival stars, reports from respected journalist Craig Young, autumn carnival updates, breeding news, and Asian racing makes the website a must.
This carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
Homeofracing.com.au.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Righto, it's 8:30 here. We've been getting this interference. We now believe that it's coming up from somewhere on Mike Fraser's line. So I've got to take back what I said about Gay's telephone line earlier, Duff.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gay's. It's terrible noise, as obviously our listeners are hearing it. But we're now endeavouring just to get Mike to dial back in and see whether that line is any better. Just before we go back to him, Ron, you've given us your thoughts on the champagne here with Pasadena Girl. It was interesting just listening to Pete. He's solid that she's come through that previous run in pretty good order.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. Look, I just feel it's, you know, they can go one way or another, these, you know, little fillies who, these, you know, it's a first trip away, and she'd already had a couple of runs at Flemington, and obviously she's come to Sydney and she's had a hard run on a wet track, and like I say, it's always a little question mark, but Pete seems very happy with it. Say she's put her weight back on and she's thriving, and there are obviously, I think during the week she worked with Dissident, and there's very good reports about that as well.
Yeah, they worked together on Tuesday. And Glenn Munsey, Pasadena Girl's been 350 into 280, so the punters are rallying hard too.
Yeah, and I thought it was very interesting, Tommy Berry's comments, Ronnie, that he wasn't overly perturbed with Pasadena Girl. He said, oh, geez, I thought a run peaked at the 100. So Tommy's doing his form. Of course, he's, you know, looking at his opposition. He's riding the Barrister. He knows the Barrister's going to be in front. He rolls along. He won a mile race last Saturday, so the mile shouldn't concern him. He'll be in a long way in front of Pasadena Girl, you'd have to think. So, you know, he's not perturbed about Pasadena Girl.
Yeah, look, hopefully I'm saying to Tommy after last, leave the tipping to me, you mate. You just ride him.
Well, let's go back to Mike Fraser on the telephone. Mike, good morning. Hello again.
Oh, what a joke. What are you blokes doing to me?
No,
it's usually about this time the bloke rings you anyway, and the phone, we can hear it ringing in the background.
I know.
Anyway,
let's go.
Press ahead. So at this stage, mate, you were Odyssey Moon to beat Tarquin.
Tarquin, and for third, I've thrown in mine too, the other filly in the race, Gary Fraser's yard. She always showed a bit of ability. I thought her Balu Sweff of Essence run was good. Came back in distance last start in the Percy Sykes and off an unsuitable tempo. She sort of only held ground at the rear and was a bunch field, only a small field. But I think she is one horse that is really going to appreciate getting out to the mile. Two to beat four, nine, and eight Pasadena Girl. I'll throw her in. It was interesting to hear Tommy say that about this filly, whether she ran out of steam and whether that was why she shifted in sort of abruptly over the last 100 metres in that race the other day. So very interesting to see. I sort of, personally, I've got a little bit of a tendency to agree with Tommy. I think the others will run the mile a little better. I'm quite keen on the two. I think he's a good thing to beat 4, 9 and 8.
And Darren Flindell likes Odyssey Moon number 2 as well to beat 8, 1 and 5. 2, 8, 1 and 5. We move to race 5, Glenn, at 5 after 3.
Yeah, the JRA plate here, the Japan Racing Association plate, index link, the toppy, $9.50. Labaz, $3.20 and favourite. Malavio, 11. Malice, $4.20. Destiny's Kiss, 15. Our Voodoo Prince, 7. Corkum came out this morning, 10 cents a win, nothing the place. Count of Limonade running here instead of Melbourne at 26. Slow Pace, 35. Gypsy Diamond, 9.50. Singing Flame at 17. And Worldwide going round, despite the fact TK said on form line Thursday night it shouldn't, at $35. Best supported runner here is Malice. Was 4.60 into 4.20, but that's more to do with the fact that Corum's out as well. Second most popular runner is Our Voodoo Prince, and then we go back to the toppy index link.
Speed in the race, well, Lee Baz rolls forward. I think Singing Flame, Rock Hard Fit, it'll hold a spot. Malice will hold a spot. Then I sort of, you know, maybe Malavio, you know, trying to come across and show a little bit more speed of, you know, up to 2,000. And the one horse I thought, if they so desired, I thought they may roll forward with Gypsy Diamond. I mean, she has shown a little bit of speed on occasions, and without much pressure here, I thought they might have seize the opportunity and try to ride her a bit closer.
Yeah, interesting. I had Labaz, if he jumps rolling forward from singing Flame Crossing. So I'm with Labaz here. I'm happy to give him another chance. I just have to forgive him in the Doncaster after a slow start. He's ready for 2,000 metre, and he looks beautifully placed to bounce back. The danger is the horse that beat him home, Malice, who look, he has to go second up at 2,000 metres, which is not easy, but he does have good second up form. And look, not second guessing Godolphin and John O'Shea here. He's obviously well fancied. One in Dick's linked. Did it tough in the Mornington Cup. Previous two runs was solid, and he likes this track, and his stablemate Al Voodoo Prince so some return to form last time. I'm 2-4, then the stablemate's 1-6.
Yeah, I've had a bit of a throw at the stumps here. I've tipped this roughy down the bottom, Singing Flame. Kevin Moses trains this one. This horse has always had a bit of ability. As a three-year-old, he showed promise. He ran a sensational race in the Tullock Stakes behind Gallatin. I know it was a heavy track, but gee whiz, his run was amazing. He covered a stack of ground. He made a long, searching run. He was only nutted late right on the line. He's always been a horse with ability. He went for a spell. Obviously had some issue. It's been quite a lengthy spell. He's come back this campaign, no trial. He's had 1,100 to 1,300, totally unsuited distance. He's run the Liverpool City, covered a huge price, was good, second up. And then he's had the two runs to get fit. He did it at both ends the other day at Warwick Farm. I think with Brendan Abdalla on board, he'll sit second here with no weight in his back. He's rock hard fit, and he does run the trip. I think he represents real good value at the price. To beat Gypsy Diamond, I was hoping she'd go forward. I do think she will run the trip. I heard you say on Thursday night there was some question mark about her ability to run 2,000. She's a backmarker that hasn't had a great deal of luck, but she does hit the line strongly. And I thought her run in the Queen of the Turf was good. She's run 9th of 15, but she was tailed off and she was cluttered up, but she really did pick the bit up late. And I think, she's one horse. I think she's given a luck in run. She can race well. 11 to beat 10, 4 Malice. Another one that I would have been a lot keener on if it had had one more run under its belt. The first up effort was great. Its second up form was good, but second up at 2,000, just a slight concern, but it won't be far away. And then for fourth, number 2, Labaz. I'm not as bullish as you, Ron. I concede the horse is a talent. I don't know that he's going that well this preparation. His three runs, he started favourite every time for one minor placing. He gets to 2,000 where he's only tried it once, when just narrowly beaten in the Doomben Cup, and he was flying at the time. So I think the map does help him, but I think the others represent value. 11-10-4-2.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 4, Malice. To be 2-6-3, 4-2-6-3 in race 5. The Group 1, $400,000. Been some discussion on that, Ron, during the week. Maybe we need to beef up this race next year. Prize money.
Look, if you feel, you only can look at the record of the race. It's been a good race over the modern day, or even it's a great race in general. So yep. We've still got them here for $400,000, and we're happy to have them.
Yeah, for sure. Here's the market from tab.com.au.
Of course, the All Age Stakes sponsored by Schweppes. Short Taqua here, no toppy, at $3.20 and favourite. Dissident 9. $9.50, Terra Vista 6, Lucky Hustler 8, Rebel Dane 21, Famous Seamus 51, Laser Hawk 35, Weary 51, Fontalina 26, General Liffe 21, Shooting to Win 9.50, Wangina at 7, Scissor Kick at 17. Heard another pronunciation for Wangina last night on the news. It was an interesting one. Chautauqua here, the best back runner by far at... He went up 280. He's 280 to 320, but the best back runner by far here. Second most popular runner is Terra Vista, but there's money for basically every runner.
I think the map's pretty clear cut here. Wangina, obviously, from the outside draw, will roll forward, and I don't think there's going to be much resistance from those inside. I think Dissident will drop into the box seat. Terra Vista and Shooting to Win from good draws will try and hold their spot, but I think they'll let the three-year-old go. And then maybe Scissor Kick, trying to find some Terra Vista's back fourth or fifth. Chautauqua, obviously, they let him find his feet, and he'll be back in the back third of the field.
Yeah, for a top race, doesn't look to be much pressure. I thought, obviously the only two go-forward horses to my eye were Wangina and Dissident. They're the only two I had even contesting the lead at all. In saying that, you have to trust your eye. This was an amazing performance, Chautauqua, in the TJ Smith. You thought he'd given an impossible start. He savaged the line. He's a good horse. I got no problems with him at 1400. He's already won at it, actually. And I think he's got the makings of a good miler. Dangerous, 3 Terra Vista, maps beautifully here. He'll be there ready to pounce. 11, shooting to win, just comes out of the hot race, doesn't he? The hottest autumn race of all this autumn, that's the rider. And best of the rest is Scissor Kick, who's set up nicely for this from a good draw. I respect Dissident. I respect Wangina. A terrific race. Even some long shots here you could make a little case for. You could go any number of different ways here, but I'm a Chautauqua fan. I'm a believer now. 1, 3, 11 and 13.
Yeah, super duper race. I'm with Gay's colt, Wangina. I think he's always had plenty of ability. I remember him in a big price last preparation in the Caulfield Guineas when he ran third to shooting to win. Came from a mile back and charged the line on a leader's track. He was 100-1 in that race. He backed up in the Cox Plate a fortnight later off that really big rating. He raced well. He sat sort of like 3 or 4 lengths off them. He took them on from the 600. He was still there, when they straightened up. Knocked up a little bit, but was still only beaten 3 and a bit lengths. But, those two runs told me that the horse had talent. He's come up well this prep. He's won both runs at Flemington, the CSAs, and the Australian Guineas. Came back. He's had a nice trial at Randwick. I think he'll roll to the front, and I think he'll take plenty of stitching. Damien's only just got a time he's run to get across there. He doesn't have to waste any energy. And he should have plenty to offer. I like him to beat 13 Scissor Kick, my old buddy. Look, he was terrific winning first up in the Eskimo. Then things didn't go to plan in the Hobartville. He's had a bit of a stuttered preparation since with 2 trials. But if he's right up to the mark, he's going to be very competitive in a race like this. And the blinkers do go back on. 12 to beat 13, 1 Chautauqua. No knock on him at all. He's a highly talented galloper. He stormed down the centre of the track. In the best ground, but it was a leader's track, so it was a bit of a catch 22 there. Sort of like he was aided by the best ground, but not aided by the leaders having an advantage. But look, he's the real deal. There's no doubt about that. But not as easy today. He's got to find a way to get through some of those runners from back in the field. And if Wangina has a soft enough run, he could be off and gone. 12-13-1 and 2 Dissident had a little freshen up. Don't know that he's come up quite that well this prep, but he is a horse that does react fresh, and he maps sensationally. 12, 13, 1 and 2.
12 also for Darren Flindell, Wangina to beat 1, 2 and 10. 12, 1, 2 and 10. And Paul Massaro, we don't know whether he's going to be there today or not, guys, because his wife Alice is going to have a baby any time soon. In fact, I've texted him this morning without reply, so who knows what could be happening right now, but we wish them the best. Paul Massaro, wife Alice, and the whole family there. We'll wait and see whether Paul makes it to watch Scissor Kick in the all-aged. 18 to 9, this is Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has the latest sports and racing news 7 days a week on Tab Talk. Tab Talk. With key betting updates and interviews with the stars. Tab Talk, every morning at 10, is a much-needed ingredient for backing that elusive winner. Right here on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Bloodstock.com.au is Australia's largest online racehorse trading website, allowing you to quickly and easily trade on your former favourites to help fund your next champion. Bloodstock.com.au helps sell horses across all categories, from tried horses and broodmares right through to weanlings, yearlings and even stallions. List your horse today for only $99 and receive inquiries straight away. Head to Bloodstock.com.au, the simple way to trade every day.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punter Show and One to Follow. The all-new ProBetter Live is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With ProBetter Live, you get professional sets for both Sydney and Melbourne, staking plans, plus the unique ability to interact with the sharpest racing minds in the country while the races are in play of a Saturday. Maximize your chance for profit at an unbelievable introductory offer of just $69. Go to probetter.com.au now. That's probetter.com.au.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
It's 8:45. We're about to preview the hallmark. What about this one, Ron, Mike and Glenn and our listeners? Mary Sadler, mum of John, 107 years of age, is going to be trackside at Terangin, Victoria tomorrow, presenting the cup.
Oh, what a beauty.
It's amazing.
107.
Unreal. Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I can't. That's unbelievable.
I thought you were going to say she was going to back one at John's.
Well, she could be. She might be back in Vane Queen in the Sanctuary in a couple of weeks, but she's going to be there to present that's the amazing. Cup tomorrow. 107. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Good on her.
Good on her for sure. Let's move to race seven here at Randwick. The hallmark, Glenn.
Yeah, sponsored by Ticker Tech here, where Rock Sturdy is at $21. Charlie Boy at $17. Big Money at $13. Fast and Rockin' 11, then we go to Decision Time 71. Heart Tester 26, Rain Affair 26, Target Insight 7. Wouldn't It Be Nice 51. Our Boy Malachi, $2.60 favourite. Good morning to my nephew. Hidden Warrior at $35, Vashka at $9.50, and Craftiness is a $6 chance. Well, punters love winners, and you can't get more of a winner than what this bloke is. Our Boy Malachi, 280 into 260. 67% of the money invested on this race is on Our Boy Malachi. Second most popular runner is Target in Sight, and the third pick is Fast and Rockin'.
Speed in the race, we all know Rain Affair likes to roll. He's probably not as quick as he used to be, but you know, he still goes forward, especially after 1,200. Hidden Warrior underneath him, he'll press forward also. Then you've got Vashka first up, Craftiness from a good draw. And then Our Boy Malachi, well, he's got to come across and sort of find a spot somewhere amongst all that little lot.
Yeah, he has, but he's got a few gears that he can work with there. I keep coming back to Our Boy Malachi. I know it's a while off his grand final, the Stradbroke, but look, he's an athletic sort of a horse. His trial win on the 30th of April there was, of March, I should say, was pretty good. His record speaks for itself. He's an amazing, he's got an amazing record, and I think he can notch up another win. I think the dangers are all up the top here with at the big odds. Two Charlie Boy, he's been gelded. I've loved his two trials, and he's set to go first up here. I'm sure he'll just camp midfield here, and if they carve each other up, he could be the one hitting the line solidly. Likewise, Big Money. He's had a clean out at Muswellbrook at the trials. He's another one, a fantastic country sprinter with a terrific record. He'll be charging home late here. And number one, Rock Sturdy. Three trials. Big strong horse resuming. He's a talented and look, I just think he's there's a little bit of stable confidence about him as well. 10, 2, 3 and 1.
You there, Mike? Sorry, Mike. Hello. Start again, Mike. Yep.
I'm with the 10 also. Our Boy Malachi. I think he picks himself. He is short enough, but his fresh form's outstanding. He's won first up his last five campaigns. The Rosehill trial was good. And he is an athlete, there's no doubt about that, and he's got a great will to win. So, you know, if anything does serve it up to him, he has a tendency to withstand the challenge. I've got him on top of six. I thought Hart Tester was one of the roughies here that could run a decent race. Got a little bit of a fitness edge on some of these. He was a winner two runs back here at Rarick, over this trip in the Southern Cross. Hadn't had a run for 42 days last start in the Star Kingdom behind General Leaf. He didn't run a bad sort of race. He's got a fantastic pattern to improve second run off any sort of mini break. And I think Damien Oliver can, you know, he could map really nicely here. Could be maybe three pairs back, one or two wide, with a really good run. I think he could run a cheeky race. 10 to beat 6, 2 Charlie Boy. Quite like him fresh. His trial was good. And he had a good hit out in his most recent trial where he charged along the inside there. was made to chase. That was in the same trial as the favourite. The favourite was under restraint, but he still had a good hit out and showed that he, you know, that he'd come up quite well. So definitely keep an eye on him. And 13 down the bottom, Craftiness. She looks, she got the job done, winning up in Queensland. She's had a little freshen in her trial since. Maps quite nicely and has definitely got more to offer. 10, 6, 2 and 13.
Where do you put Craftiness, Ron? I know you can't tip them all.
I think he's well found in the market for a horse stepping, you know, up in class for the first time at 1,200 metres, mind you.
Mm.
But he does map well, and look, I really like him as a horse, but it's a bit of a D-day to see where he stands today, whether he's going to step up to the mark with these better horses or he's just a sharp, you know, 1,100 metre horse. So, look, if he was 10 to 1, it'd be different. But he's 5 to 1, or he's $6, and I have to oppose him on that price factor alone at this class.
10, our boy Malachi is the tip for Darren Flindell to beat 8, 12, and 13. 10, 8, 12, and 13. The carnival completes race 8, Glenn, 5 after 5.
Yeah, the tab rewards the Royal Randwick 100. Boys, can you remember a ratings 100 race we've had in town before?
No.
Mm. Well, it's basically an open handicap, isn't it?
I tell you something, it's worked.
I tell you what, it's a good race.
It's a good race.
Yeah, really good race. And well, it's also good if you've got a TAB rewards card, because if you bet through your TAB rewards card today or your account on the Group 1 races and you take a trifecta and you get two of the three placings in the correct order, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50 and the equivalent TAB rewards points. But in the last year, Monton is at $26. Berbero at $5. Strawberry Boy, 6. Ecuador at 7. Villanova, 51. Rugged Cross, 26. Tales of Grimm, 11. San Diego at 8. Snippets Land came out this morning, 6 cents a win, 7 cents a place. Lucky Lago, 15. Medcat at $4.60. Riker, 17. Goldstone out, no deduction. And Lohu is a $26 chance. Good betting race. You're back to, you know, 5 or 6 runners here. Most popular runner is Burbro in front of Ecuador. Then Medcap and Strawberry Boy fourth pick.
Lahu, Strawberry Boy, Ecuador, they all like to roll forward. Medcap's going to come across and try and find a spot. You've got Riker and Monton underneath them. So, you know, there's a little bit of pressure going forward there, and I think they could generate some reasonable speed.
Yeah, it looks a fast race, doesn't it? He's a roller, especially fresh. He's a hard goer, Strawberry Boy. I thought he'd find the front here, and with no rain come the last, I think he's the horse to beat. I think his two trials have been excellent. He's a good, fresh performer. And I think if they get him, it's only going to be in the last 50 metres that they do get him. Yep, happy to be with him. I think, obviously, the danger's Berbero. What an amazing preparation he's had. He needs luck from an awkward draw here, but just, you've only got to look at that fifth or sixth, was it, in the George Ryder. Beaten 2.6 lengths. We've been talking about that race. That's amazing form for this. And Brodie Loy, as Bjorn said this morning, he does get to take his claim here today. So he gets in beautifully under these conditions. For Ecuador, I don't know what to think about him. I don't like backing horses after a year off, but he's had three trials, and I'm interested in him, although Gay seemed more keen to talk up Riker this morning. But I'll put him in at this stage, and Medcourt, hard to fault that first up win. It was pretty good at Rose Hill. This is a tougher race, but on the limit with McDonald, obviously he's another one I'd prefer him on the dry, but I'm anticipating if we get no rain it will be dry come the last. 3, 2, 4, 11, and a really, really tricky race, I thought.
Well, he is, and I'll tip one you haven't even mentioned there, the Sam Kavanagh Tales of Grimm. Was well documented, got the job done at its first Australian run at Rose Hill. We're given a beautiful ride by Kieran McAvoy. Got to the best part of the track I could see, but really did attack the line. Things didn't fall into place at his second run behind San Diego. He missed the start. It was a muddling run affair on a leaderish track. Still acquitted himself well, only beaten 3.5 lengths. Had a lovely cold trial since. Kieran comes back on board up to 1,400, which I think will be just perfect for him. And from barrier one, he's just got to come away cleanly. He's got that bad habit of missing the start. But if he does, he can map quite beautifully here, and he's got a great turn of foot. I've got him on top of 3, Strawberry Boy, for all the reasons Ronnie said there. He goes really well fresh. I think he's won 4 of his last 6 fresh. He's got the claim here for Surge. He maps really nicely. You know, he's going to be in the first 3. If they If they want to overcook, he can take a sit. If they leave him alone, well, you know, he's going to be suited by that scenario. 7-3, 14 Lahu up from Victoria. Look, its first Sydney run was all right. It was up on the speed there. That was in the race won by Medcourt. Was only beaten off over the last 100. I think, it, you know, sitting third or fourth of the fence here. It hasn't got a high win strike rate, but there's certainly no issue with it running a place here at 1,400 in this grade. 7-3-14, and for fourth San Diego, number eight. Look, his last two runs, both at 1,500, he was in the worst ground in the Ajax, and he had too much to do in the last half of that Doncaster prelude or preview, whatever you call it. I think from that draw, I think coming back to 1,400 is good for him. Once again, if he gets into the firing line at the right stage, I'm sure he can hit the line. Really, really competitive race. You could run it three or four times and you would probably get a different winner. 7-3-14-8.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 2 Barbero to beat 4-11-6. 2-4-11-6. So they're the eight races. Don't forget, as Glenn mentioned, the bonus bets are on offer, particularly on the all-aged and the champagne, the two group ones. And we've got that $300,000 big six jackpot today at Randwick as well. What's your best, Mike, at this stage?
I like Odyssey Moon in the Champagne race for number two. I'm really keen on it, and I'm quite sure this horse Singing Flame will run a decent race in the JRA plate. So that's, you know, race five, number 11 on an each way basis at under 16-1 or whatever it is.
Righto, but Odyssey Moon race four, number two. Yeah. Have a good day, Mike. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, boys. Yeah.
Mike Fraser there. What about you, Ron, at this point?
I'm going early, Andrew. Race one, number six, Private Secretary. From what I've seen of her two runs back, she's a pretty good mare.
Okay, race one, number six. You'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central, as is Glenn Munsey, and we'll get your late mail and all the interviews on Sky Sports Radio through the day as well. And then retro, the last of the 90-minute shows tomorrow morning, Ron, at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, looking forward to that, and looking out the window, the sun is blazing here.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Well, good luck, mate.
Thanks.
Ron Duppersey there joining us with his preview. Glenn Munsey will be back in about 5 minutes to have a look at Caulfield with Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. Right now, though, we're about to head out to Goulburn, but first we'll take this break. It's 4 minutes to nine.
And the gates are about to open. They're off and they're racing.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be a part of the New South Wales racing industry. Whether it's Randwick, Menangle or Wentworth Park, we love presenting the very best racing service. Exciting calls, the betting moves, the totes and key interviews. All part of the National Racing Service every day on Sky Sports Radio.
Where it's moving and where it's not. Sydney traffic on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Now, Kishuna, got a smash on the M7 and Camden Valley Way affecting northbound traffic. One lane is closed there. Down the road at Narelle on a burst water main on Camden Valley Way near Richardson Road. That's also affecting all traffic. Now, if you're heading to the airport this morning, seeing big delays on Mar Street into the International. Domestic, not a bad run so far. And the M5, very heavy from King George's Road down to the tunnels. Be inspired from the floor up with Choices Flooring's Inspiring Choices 2015 magazine. Collect your free copy from your local store or go to choicesflooring.com.au. I'm Ben with Sky Sports Radio.
Be part of Victoria's premier weanling and bloodstock sale, the Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 21 to 23 at Oaklands Junction in Melbourne. Entries close Friday, April 24. For more information and entry forms, visit inglis.com.au.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Go, Harvey, go!
If you're building a house, you'll want the highest quality lintels at the lowest possible price. For concrete lintels, galvanized steel lintels, render mesh bars, T-bars and other steel building products, the Builders Steel Direct team can't and won't be beaten on price or service. Next day delivery is guaranteed. For the best lintels, T-bars, render mesh and arch bars at unbeatable low prices, check out builderssteeldirect.com.au or call Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialists. 9623 8584.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
It's a minute to nine here. Got a couple of minutes to go out and have a chat with Greg Wilson out at Goulburn, where we have a TAB meeting today. Morning to you, Greg.
Morning, Andrew.
How's the conditions been out there in the last sort of 24 hours or so, and what's it like today?
Look, we had 8 mils of rain in the last 24 hours. But the tracks are, we've got the track as a soft six, bit of a breeze around, nice warm breeze, so possible upgrade. And then they're saying a possible shower later in the day, but track looks magnificent and we're expecting a great day's racing.
Well, that sounds good. You didn't get as much rain as other parts did, fortunately just the 8 mil.
Yeah, we've just seemed to have been on the edge of it all week. We've been missing it, and a bit more after today wouldn't be go astray.
No, okay. So soft six, but sounds like there's some improvement there. Penetrometer is 5.1. Now, the first race at 1:33, six-race TAB card today, and we'll get some winners on that program just prior to 10 o'clock this morning. But we urge people around the area, if you're looking for somewhere to go, go to a race meeting and go out and enjoy it, rather than maybe sitting at home, listening to us or whatever, and get out there and enjoy a race meeting.
And we've got a great day here today, Andrew. It's all in aid of men's health issues, so we've got quite a few activities on course too. So, yeah, very enjoyable day ahead.
Okay. 1:33, the first, as I say, a soft six in the rail at 3 metres today at Goulburn. Good luck today, Greg.
Thanks, Andrew.
Greg Wilson there at Goulburn. As I say, we'll get some winners for that program just prior to 10 o'clock this morning. We've got a non-tab at Warren. They're overcast and a good three out there for their non-tab. We've got Merrill War Picnics out towards Scone. It's fine and the good four. The rail is true for the people out in that way. And as I told you earlier, we lost Hilston with heavy overnight rain. That track has been deemed unsafe for racing. And, of course, our feature provincial program here in New South Wales is at Kembla Grange, where that track's a heavy eight after they copped 20 mil of rain yesterday. That was the issue that they had yesterday. 20 mil of rain fell. A heavy eight. Kerry Parker galloped a horse around 6 o'clock and felt that it was just into the heavy rain. So with the clearing conditions, let's hope that track isn't too bad. Also, if you're looking at Victorian meetings today, Benalla, that meeting has been called off in Victoria with heavy rain that's fallen in that region in the last 24 hours or so. So we've got Benalla off a TAB program in Victoria. Doomben, they race there. Sunshine Coast, they race there this afternoon as well. It's fine and a good four there with the rail at 8.5 metres at the Sunshine Coast. So there's some of the TAB programs that we're looking forward to broadcasting today here on Sky Sports Radio. Time now, though, to have a look at our programs at Caulfield in Melbourne. Caulfield at 3 after 9 here on Sky Sports Radio is rated a good 3. Condition is reasonably fine in Melbourne. 5 millimetres of rain fell in the last 24 hours. A good 3 and a penetrometer of 5.23. And these are the scratchings for Caulfield. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 2, 3 and 5. The third clear, race 4, 8, 10, 11 and 18. Race 5, 12, 17, 19 and 20. Race 6, the scratchings are 4, 11, 12 and 14. Race 7 clear, race 8 at Caulfield, the scratchings are 12, 16 and 17. Race 9, number 15 and race 10, 5, 9, 17 and 19. And a jockey change, race 10, number 10 is Stephen Baster. Race 10, number 10, Stephen Baster. On a good three, Dean Lester, good morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
We've got a special sort of Vobas Day, like here in New South Wales with the Bob Scheme, the Vobas Race Day, with large amounts of bonus money being presented to the owners today.
Yeah, well, it's the third year of Super Vobas Gold. We've had Super Vobas for about 30 years, but Vobas Gold came in about 3 years ago, and this day's building. So we've got four races for the four-year-olds, the three-year-olds, the two-year-olds, and it'll extend further in years to come. And it's a mighty day for Victorian racing, really. Yeah, it's a good program.
It is. 10 races there. Mark Hutter, how's Caulfield look to you?
It looks big, Andrew. There's horses everywhere. It took days and days to get through, but hopefully we've found a couple of winners.
Let's hope so. Well, let's gear into it with Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au online. Glenn, what about the first at 11:45? And Glenn Munsey will join us.
Really speechless.
Yeah, he is speechless about Caulfield. Give us your thoughts, Dean, in race one.
Andrew, we've seen this is the marathon series. These horses have been going around against each other, and Gillick Spur and Duplicity Jones have had a significant margin over the rest all the way through the series. No reason to suggest that'll change. I'm going with Gillick Spur to win again to beat Duplicity Jones. Coogan, I think from barrier one, will just get a cheap run with a lightweight, and Bold Statement next best. But same Quinella as it's been through the series, 2-1, 7-5.
Yeah, same exactly for me, Andrew. 2-1. I think I've been tipping and backing Duplicity Jones, and I keep getting run down by Gillick Spur, so I've jumped ship. I think Gillick Spur will roll forward for Nick Hall. You lose nothing with the riding change. It'll park close up behind Duplicity Jones. They'll come away. They'll have a good battle. And I just think Gillick Spur will be too strong to beat number one, Duplicity Jones, who should get a soft lead, get every chance to run the 4,000 metres. Looks the obvious danger again. Clear of, I didn't really know where to go for third, maybe number eight, Saddle the Stars, who's been disappointing since promise early in its career, but might appreciate the trip. And number six, To Do, who should keep grinding away and might run a place. So I thought two could win here from one. Then 8-6.
2-1, 8-6 for Mark in race one at 11:45. And Glenn Munsey. Glenn Munsey, you're with us. We're just working out all our lines here. We've got so many lines coming on a race day. Glenn, give us the market in race one.
Oh, Andrew, I was going to build this race up so big because it is probably, you know, feature race on the program there today at Caulfield. Here we go anyway. Duplicity Jones, 260 equal favourite with Gillick Spur. Stella's Choice, 15. Vienna Victory, 15. Bold Statement, 15. To Do at 7. Coogan, 21. Saddle the Stars, 21. Entirely Perfect, 81. And Spartan is 101. Not one horse has gone past or got to four-figure investment here. Smallest betting race of the day. Not to be surprised.
Okay, so that's the first race at 11:45. Glenn, let's give us the market now for race two here at 12:20.
Okay, we've got Shoreham here at 4:60. Count of Lemonade and Backbone both out. La Armistad, 11. Tuscan Flyer out. Star Fashion, 4. Tuli Bakid, 270 favourite. Devonshire Duke, 15. Epic Saga, 7. U-Rock, 21. And Livery at 15. Best back runner here is the Kid, Tuli Bakid, in front of Star Fashion and La Armistad.
Which way for you, Mark, in race two?
I think it's a messy race, Andrew. I can't see much pace on paper. Quite a few non-winners, quite a few horses getting fit, and it's not a race I'll be taking part in. But I'll tip number 7, Tuli Bakid, who looked the winner at Mornington, had every possible chance, kept going okay to the line, just failed. Might be looking for 2,400, but does drop in weight here in a pretty thin race. To beat number 1, Shoreham, who's fitter for two runs back, should go forward, should get a lovely run near the front somewhere. A 6-star Fashion was okay at the Valley, it's getting fitter. And 4 La Armistad was fair at the Valley, but it's getting fitter. It gets pretty thin away from that. 7-1, 6-4.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going with Star Fashion. I think her two runs in have been pretty good, and she looks close to a win. Tuli Bakid's racing well. The longer he got into his last campaign was when he started winning, so maybe that's the key, and he's down in weight here. 4 La Armistad, second up. 2,000 metres ideal, should be competitive, and Shoreham next best off the Easter Cup. 6-7, 4-1.
Race number 3 is over the 1,100 here for the fillies and mares.
I'm going to make a brave prediction. I'm tipping they've got a new screen at Caulfield.
They do, yes, Dean. I think it's the first time. Isn't that the big super screen?
It's huge, Andrew.
Huge?
Yeah, I saw it Easter Saturday. It wasn't up and running, but it was up and about, and it is massive. Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how they use it, because it seems quite... Yeah, just even like out of proportion now when you're looking at it, but it'd be interesting to see today.
Could it be a case that we could see Dean Lester on the super screen?
I doubt it, Andrew.
Off form line?
Maybe. Well, I hope so. I hope another, a rerun of the soon-to-be award-winning form line.
I can't believe it's not yet to be award-winning.
Well, it might be now that you're on board.
Mm. Right, Mark.
Well, how many jockeys will be looking at it? That's more important.
Yeah, and is it in the normal spot, Dean?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's right near the line, just inside the grass. Yeah, okay.
All right, if you don't know why we're talking about this, race three is the Mitsubishi Electric Super Screen launch, and that's today at Caulfield. Missing Long Stocking is an $8 chance. Miss Steel at $8.50. Sino Eagle at $5.50. Flying Hostess 23, Nautical 15, Menage at 5, Brave Journey 16, Vain Attraction 15, Pathways 7, Counted 13, and Miss Promiscuity is the $4.60 favourite. But the best supported runner here is Sino Eagle, despite the fact it has drifted since opening, 5 out to 5.50. Best back to beat it, the toppy Missy Longstocking, another drifter, 7 out to 8. And third pick is Nautical, who was $35 on opening into 15.
All right. What do you fancy here, Dan?
Yeah, not really keen on this race, Andrew. A lot of horses freshened, a lot of variables here. It's a messy sort of race. I think if Miss Promiscuity is ready to go, number 11, I think she'll get a great run here and race well fresh. Best of her form is good enough to win this. Menage did enough first up, 1,100 to upper distance limit, but she should control the speed here, and with the claim for an informed rider, should run well. Sino Eagle, if it was 1,200, I'd probably be tipping her, I'd say, but whether just the 1,100 might be a bit sharp for her, and Nautical, the one that's been specking for it, I'd look for her to be running on late, but not a race I'm that keen on. 11.635.
I'm going for the rails, horses on the fence here to dominate. I'm hoping hoping Menage leads, kicks away, and lets the dangers out. I'm tipping number 3, Sino Eagle, who comes off a little freshen after that Flemington win. She's a mare that flies fresh. She flies here. I think she'll be 3 back the fence. If she can just follow through, she should get a great run, get every chance to run them down. To beat number 2, Miss Steele, who has trialled quite well coming into this race, should run well fresh. 11, Miss Promiscuity, should park leaders back, trialled quite well, got a good hope. And number 6, Menage, the leader, just has to hang on at the end of the 1,100. 3, 2, 11 and 6.
To race number 4. Again, this is over the 1,100 for the benchmark 78. Large field here.
Yeah, we start with Grain at $21. Tadai Tondo at 17. Override 12. Zedi Knight 41. Nicosine at $4.40. Tansy 21. Gerontius at 51. Marwood's out. Belezron 7.50. Next two out. Olivier at $7, Beckon at $21, Lord Da Vinci $8.50, Bull Pitt at $41, Bon Rocket $26, Novel Dancer is out, Aces and Angels $26, and Sunday Escape is a $9 chance. Not over vigorous the betting here, but Nicosine, the best supported runner, was $4.60 earlier this morning, now into $4.40, and the best back to beat it is Olivier.
Which way for you, Mark, in race 4?
I'm going with number 9, Belezron Andrew. I don't know. Geez, going to need some things to go right from the gate. I thought its first up win was quite good. I thought it went much better second up when it ran fifth, but a very unlucky fifth it should have walked in. Just has to hopefully get some cover here, midfield, 3-4 wide, and I think it'll run terrific. To beat number 5, Nicosine, who's in great form, got the claim for Jordan Child, sure to be hard to beat. 2, Tadai Tondo, virtually had a track gallop last start. It never, ever got clear. It's got a hope at odds. And 12, Olivier, who beat a weaker field fresh. It has to improve off that, but there's no reason that it won't. 9, 5, 2 and 12.
Yeah, I like Nicosine here, Andrew. I thought he's in terrific form. I think he'll get a pretty good run 3 wide, just blending into the race here, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Olivier was good winning first up. He'll be solid again. He drawn for a good run. 9, Belezron, just the draw's the query. He should have won easily at Bendigo, never got off the bit. And 14, Lord Da Vinci, who comes through that same form line. 5, 12, 9 and 14.
Got an important scratching, a late one at Randwick, take note. Race 3, number 10, Nancy, has just come out. Give you some more details shortly, but Nancy is out. Race 3, number 10, a late one at Randwick. Race 5, this is a race worth $150,000 for the two-year-olds. Glenn?
Yeah, lame in the near four there, Nancy, so yeah. That's a bit disappointing. Yeah. Very promising little galloper.
Yeah,
yeah. Race 5 at Caulfield here. Danuki is a $5 chance. Kraken at $5.50. We've got Uncanny Effort, 19. Lookador, 19. Dream on Monty, 26. Palace Tycoon, 16. One Faster, 16. Dead or Alive, 16. Kryptonian at 7. Primo Pinkstoe at $9. Stella Donate at 21. Inner Smile is out. Perfect Beat, 11. Charlie's Dream, 41. Fleur Fatale at 13. Superlative at 26. Orvasa is out. She's Got Speed at 21. And Scratch the Next Two. Big Field's the order of the day there today. Once again, not a huge betting race, this race here. Best supported runners would be at the top, the two picks. Slightly more money for Danuki, who went up $8, over Kraken, who went up $6.
Which way for you and the two-year-old, Dean?
Yeah, I'm with the horses that have both won, Andrew, the top two. I think Danuki's a very smart horse, and I thought the deeper he got into his race at Donald, the better he went, and I think he'll run well again. Kraken, likewise, was a good win at Warrnambool. They ran smart time, and he was very good there. 7-1 Faster comes through the Warrnambool race, should be on the pace. Callow to Ride is a plus, and 10 Primo Pincho, who was in a race of very little change at Caulfield last start. Maybe the longer trip here will suit in a different scenario. 1, 2, 7 and 10.
On with Dean, Andrew. I think the top two will totally dominate this race. There's a lot of dead wood. Number one, Danuki, was terrific winning on debut, drawn the outside gate, but it's got good natural speed. It can just roll forward at its leisure. No real disadvantage if it does get stuck three wide. There's only the one turn. To beat number two, Kraken, who won well down at Warrnambool, it will be fitter. It's the one drawn the barrier that gets a great run. I just think they'll clear away. Didn't know where to go after that. Maybe number 10, Primo Pinkso, who was very good on debut. I thought it was a bit disappointing last start. And four, Luchador, who chased home Danuki two starts ago and then got knocked over and handed up the lead last start, which cost it any chance. 1, 2, 10 and 4.
We move to race 6 at Caulfield, the Vobis Gold Sprint. This worth $150,000. We see a pretty handy horse returning here.
Yes, Andrew, that's correct. The multi Group 1 winning Trust in a Gus. And you reckon the punters aren't in love with Trust in a Gus. Odds on $1.85 after it went up $2.60.
Jeez.
Worth a Ransom at 26, Red Bomber 35, Running Bull out, Arctic Song 17, Tycoon Tara 440, River Delta 10, Tudor 14, Turfane 17, Good Offer 35, Scratch the Next Two, Rakitiki at 100, Scratched in the Family, a Fleet Esprit. At $10. Well, he's got 12 times the amount of investment on him than any other runner. Trust in the Gust, and he's one of these horses the punters love because he keeps winning.
All right. Short price favourite. Do you fancy it first up, Mark?
Yeah, I can't see why not, Andrew. It's got 2 kilos more than an Ararat Maiden winner here in this race.
Yep.
Trust in the Gust, he's a beauty. He resumes here. He should get a lovely run just behind them. Look, he won't want to get held up or anything like that. There's some handy horses against him, but if he's near his top, if he ran to his first up run last time in, I think he'll win to beat number 6, Tycoon Tara, who's a ripper horse, drawn a little bit wide, but again, we've only got that one turn. 7, River Delta, didn't have much luck last start, should be fitter for that run. And number 9, Turfane, who had very little luck at the Valley. If it can get back and get a card into the race, it might run into a place. 1 from 6, then 7 and 9.
Yeah, I think the 1 and 6 Quinella is the way to go. I think Trust in a Gust should win, but if anything goes wrong, Tycoon Tara is there to pounce because she's an emerging good mare in the making and on her way to a Group 1 race in the Sangster at her next start. So I'm going with 1 from 6, then 7, River Delta, had no luck at all first up, and 8, Tudor off the back of a nice trial on Tuesday. He'll be up near the speed. 1, 6, 7 and 8.
to race number 7, the $250,000 Vobis Gold Reef. This is over the mile, Glenn.
Yes, Centenum here at $7. Warpoint 26, Von Classic Hero 31, Second Opinion 31, Ultimate Doom 61, Stitch Me Up 61, Painting 100s, Uncle Keithy at 31. Another odds on one here, Fontaine Ruby $1.95, after it was $2.80. Jurisound 350, Sabrella 26, Perrin Pearl 19, Premiero at 15. Nothing comes anywhere near Fontaine Ruby here. If you have a look at the market, $1.95, $3.50, $7, and then $15.
All right, Fontaine Ruby, the favourite. Dean, which way for you?
Yeah, she's clearly the one to beat on form, Andrew. She's stakes winner last start. She's a two-time Group 2 winner. She's just so well placed under the set weights. The little variable today is that Mark Zara's had a magnificent rapport with this filly, and she can be a bit touchy. I just hope that Nicole can get her to travel as well as Mark Zara has in the past. But if he does, I think she'll win. Jurisound's absolutely flying. That was a fast race, the Mornington Guineas, and she just powered away late. She's in great form. 13 Premiero gets a senior rider today, probably too close in the run for her last start. And Satinum, next best, number 1. 9, 10, 13, 1.
Yeah, not much difference here. Number 9, Fontaine Ruby. Looks like there's not much pressure for the front. As Dean said, Nick just has to get her to settle. She should get a soft lead, control the race. If she does settle, she's going to be mighty hard to run down. To beat number 10, Jurisound, who shouldn't be far away in the run. Terrific win last start. Just looks to be getting better with each run. Number 1, Setenham's very good horse. Has to back up after 7 days from the wide gate up to a mile, which are queries. And 2, Warpoint. Resumed at Tatura. That was the young girl's first ride there. Not much went right. Got an awkward gait, but does have ability. 9, 10, 1 and 2.
To race number 8. This is another of the $250,000 races, the Vobis Gold Mile. And Self Sense comes back from 2,000 of the Albury Cup to a mile today.
Yeah, and it's the $4 favourite, Andrew. Resistant at 17. Written Up, 750. Refulgent at 6. Turn It Around at 15. Word of Mouth, 9. Varbos, 9. Ballorum, 13. Pendles, 21. Zabrins at 11. Rebel Rising, 51. Cordoba is out. Bolshoi Bandit, 100s. Written at 11. We've got Amphitryona at 17. Scratched Suzurama and Charlemagne's Girl. Best back runner here, dollar-wise, only just is Self-Sense. Went up $5 in front of Word of Mouth, who went up $21 and is now $9.
21 into 9 for the Causton's runner, Word of Mouth. Dean, which way for you in race 8?
Yeah, I'm with the horse that's been backed at odds, Word of Mouth. Just a bit of a speck. He'll be better over further, but he's got form that lines up with Self Sense, and I just thought there was a big discrepancy in the price, which has obviously evened up in the last couple of days. But I'm with Word of Mouth from Self Sense, who's in great form. He'll run very well again. Refulgent, I think they got the tactics wrong two or three times this time in. I heard Darren Weir say on radio that they're just going to ride him midfield or comfortable and ride him to run on. If they do that, he'll run well. And Written Up with the blinkers on, first time, next best. 6-1, 4-3.
I found this the hardest race of the day here, Andrew. I could only leave out 11 and 13 out of my quaddy. I will tip number 10, Zabrins, who's had a few runs for Leon and Troy Caustons. I just think it's getting better and better with each run. Good fight last start. Should get a nice run just behind them to beat number 2, Resistant, who will punch forward on a tame track. Gives you a good run for your money all the time. Number 8, Ballorum, just pulled too hard early and had to do too much work last start. And 1, Self Sense, just back in trip from that wide gate, doesn't make it easy. 10-2-8-1.
Working through these, a 10-race card at Caulfield today. We're up to race 9, the Ballast Spree, a listed race here over the 1,100.
Yeah, and just in that previous race, that money for Word of Mouth started arriving about 8:27 on Thursday night after Dean Lester on Formline made it to say your runner of the day.
Oh, please.
Well, it did. Well, it goes to show you people are watching the show.
Well, that's good.
Hammond Paul was $35 to $18 or something the other day.
I thought you were just pulling our, what?
No, Andrew. We don't tell fibs on this organisation.
No,
I haven't done it since
We don't try to anyway.
Yeah, righto, here we go, race 9. We got It Is Written at 12. Greger's or at $4.80. Tried and Tired at 11. Unpretentious, after you, Andrew, at 23. General Truce at 23. Otago Rock 21, Vatican 23, Politeness at 9, Runway Star 550, Sabatini at 6. Eloping is a $12 chance. Jazz Song 19, Hazard at 16, Thermal Current at 10, African Pulse is scratched, and Inspector is a $26 chance. Best back runner here, Gregor's, $5 on opening into the $4.80. Best back runner dollar-wise to beat it. There's $50 separating Runway Star and Sabatini, and the next pick is Jazz Song.
Peter Moody was on this morning. Geez, he gave Runway Star and Thermal Carrot a good push, particularly Runway Star. Which way for you, Mark, in race 9?
Yeah, look, I'm with Gregor's. Andrew, I think it's just the way this race maps out. I think Eloping leads from gate 2. Gregor's just parks on its back from gate 1. It was terrific first up at the Valley. It would have run down Platelet in one more stride. The 1,100 metres is perfect. It's certainly going to look the winner in the run to beat number 8, Politeness, who ran well first up when wide, just had a few setbacks since then, but has trialled quite well coming into this. A 9 runway star. Peter Moody's right. The horse is absolutely flying. Just a bit harder here from the wide gate. And fourth pick, number 12, Jazz Song, who's a horse with plenty of ability. It's trialled well. It'll get back. It'll need the brakes, but look for it to be very strong late. 2, 8, 9 and 12.
Yeah, I think the pattern of the day is crucial by this stage, Andrew. I think if you can run on, I like Runway Star. If the leaders are holding together well at Gregor's, will be hard to beat. But I like Runway Star. I think at the price on offer, she'll be very strong late, and she is in great form to beat Gregor's, who ran well first up and gets the beautiful run here. 10 Sabatini, again, she's probably reliant on how the day's panning out to be running on late, and 12 Jazz Songs trial well enough to be competitive first up. 9, 2, 10 and 12.
9, 2, 10 and 12 for Dean in race 9. The last on this big day is due at 20 after 5.
Yeah, and Bell Sprinter here, the toppy, stretches out to $1,400 today, $21. Amarino at 9, Under the Louvre at $2.80. Sistine Demon, $8.50, hosting out. Gracious Prospect, 21. We got Marianne at $5.50. Lord Geranti at 51. Neutral Trust out. Trade Commissioner, 71. Vibrant Rouge, 31. Pin Your Hopes, 21. Mirage, 8.50. Precious Gem, 15. Bippo No Bungus at 21. Stratcom, 21. London Stripe out. Pyrolic at 9.50. And Refer is a scratching. Best back runner here, Under the Louvre, actually was 2.90 in first markets this morning, is now 2.80 after opening at $3. And after it won at Mornington, we finished under the dune and wouldn't come out.
Okay. Team, what about you in the last?
Yeah, well, again, a bit like what I said about the previous race, Andrew, it's dependent on how the day's panning out, because I think from the draw he's going to have to go back with Under the Louvre and come with one run. And as long as they can run on, I think he can probably take care of this field. He was terrific at Mornington. He lengthened out to 1,400 last time in with a win, and he had form around Lucky Hustler, who goes around in the all-age today. So it's a great form reference. But as I said, just as long as there's not a bias against those that making ground from the back, I think he can probably win. 7 Marianne, whatever the circumstance, should get a great run. I think she'll be competitive. 16 Demons, one of the speed runners, comes across from out wide. And 18 Pyrolic, now that he's got in the field, looked tremendous first up at Caulfield and ran accordingly. This is harder, but I like the way he's going. 3, 7, 4 and 18.
Very similar. Number 3 Under the Louvre, for all the reasons mentioned, has to go back to last from the barrier. Hopefully he can run on to beat number 7, Marianne, who joins another stable now, but should get a lovely run from the draw. 18, Pyrolic, probably should have won first up, went wide all the way. And 2, Amarino, disappointing last start. Might have been ridden a bit close. Craig Williams goes back on today. 3, 7, 18 and 2.
3, 7, 18 and 2. So they're the 10 races. We've got a good 3 at Caulfield. What's your best, Mark?
I'm going to try and be in front by lunchtime, Andrew. Race 1, number 2, Gillexpert.
Okay. Race 1, number 2, go early there. Good on you, Mark. I'll talk to you Tuesday.
Thank you.
And what about you, Dean?
I like Nicosine in a pretty solid race, race 4. Race 4, number 5, Nicosine.
Race 4, number 5. What do you fancy? Anything in Sydney?
Sydney.
You helped us on, what was it, Glenn, that highly awarded program last week, Annam Poor?
I can't believe it's not yet to be awarded Formline program, Andrew. 7.30 Thursday nights, Channel 521. Ammon Poor at the $35 at that stage, ran $18.
Okay, anything there, Dean?
I like Malice, race 5, number 4. Mm. thought there was one big odds in the first. I thought Open Book would run quite well in the first.
For Joe Pride. Yeah, okay.
Let me turn it in. Hang on.
Right.
I'm already on. Go your hardest.
All right. Well, you got a busy day there, mate.
Yes. I've got to get on the bike. Yeah. Be out the track pretty soon.
All right. We'll hear you through the afternoon. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there looking at Caulfield with Mark Hunter. 10 races, 11:45 the first. Glenn, you're about to head off.
For Royal Randwick, and yep. I can tell you in the first, Private Secretary into 2.10. That's Ronnie's best bet of the day, was 2.20.
Into 2.10.
2.10 now, an Open Book, a $13 chance. So maybe throw that in the Quinellas. And I think Ronnie had it in his Quinella tips. He had Open Book, but no, Michael had it in third
pick. Yeah, he did.
They both got Private Secretary on top.
Yep. All right. Jockey challenges. There's plenty open. There's all this sort of opportunities for you on all of these meetings today. Tab Talk's about half an hour away at 10 o'clock. And this morning we're going to talk with Richie Vosper. Richie's the man who supplied last Saturday. How much?
50,000 on Criterion, courtesy of a competition run in the Daily Telegraph by and the bet courtesy of tab.com.au. He had to have the 50,000 on a bet in the Queen Elizabeth. He said, give it to me on Criterion. Thanks.
Yeah. Well,
245,000 jumped in. So we're going to get Richie's tips for today.
Yep, we're going to put the acid pump on. So he'll be joining us. Paul Joyce will join us.
Oh, Terry he's back from overseas, isn't he?
He is. Terry McCorbett will join us from Adelaide to have a look at that program there. And Nick Quinn will give us all the other relevant market movers. So that's on Tab Talk in about half an hour's time. I'll watch you on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
We kick off at 11:30, Andrew, channel 521.
Thanks, mate. Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. We're working through our previews. After this break, we're going to be looking at Doomben.
Come on, boys.
With the winter sports now underway, Sky Sports Radio keeps you up to date every day. When it happens in NRL, AFL and rugby, you get the latest on the Big Sports Breakfast and the National Racing Service. And on the weekend, there's up-to-date scores, plus the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Edition, 6 to 9 Sunday mornings. If it's happening in sport, it's on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Now, Kishilda still got a smash on the M7 and Camden Valley Way, affecting northbound traffic. One lane is closed there, and down the road at Narelle and a burst water main on Camden Valley Way and Richardson Road. That's also a clear. That's also affecting all traffic at the moment. Now, if you're heading to the airport, still seeing major delays on Marsh Street into the international. Domestic still looking okay this morning. And the M5 very heavy from King George's Road down to the tunnels and into the airport tunnel. Don't tempt fate by being too close to power lines. Electricity can arc to plant and machinery in an instant. Oscar'd say, plan ahead and keep your distance. I'm Dennis Lee with Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more than ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for both. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punter Show and One to Follow. The all-new Pro Better Live is your chance to become an educated investor and, in turn, a winning punter. With Pro Better Live, you get full market assessments for both Sydney and Melbourne and the staking plans. The all-important vital updates from the track as well through the afternoon, including mounting yard updates, betting news direct from the rings, and that helps you with your profits. A live chat room provides the unique ability to interact with the sharpest racing minds in the country, and you can do that while the races are on today. Don't miss this chance and an unbelievable opening offer of just $69. Go to probetter.com.au. That's probetter.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Just repeating that scratching of Nancy in race 3 at Randwick. Race 3, number 10, Nancy, is a late scratching. It's got some lameness. Ron Duffy's new numbers in the JB car are 6 to beat, 8, 5, and he adds 3 peeping into his tips, 6, 8, 5, and 3. Time now to look at Doomben in Queensland. We've got a race from Ellerslie, the first of the day in about 3 minutes. The favourite, 8, Tiffany's there, 4.50 and 3.70. Gary Cleese, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, I tell you what, that it's turning out a really good day here at Doomben, and that little bit of wind's kicking in. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised if this track doesn't go to a good track. So let's hope it does too. They need it, and their carnival coming up. But, yeah they've got everything made today.
All right, that's good news. Starts a soft five with a Pano of 5.5. We'll wait and see on those updates, but a soft five at this stage. Gary, race one, you can take out 2 and 4.
7, 11, 10 and 1. I like the 7 here, Sin City. I think Liam Birchley's found the right race for this little 2-year-old. She ran second here behind Red Sun 3 weeks ago. Red Sun came here last week and was just beat. She's got a beautiful gait. She's got the claim and she's had the 3 runs under her belt. A couple of watches here. The 11 Nitzars on debut, a 2-year-old filly by Dem and Michael Nolan's got her. Trial back in November and trial fair at Toowoomba. All reports has got plenty of speed. I've got a watch on the 10, Holy Hornsby here. A little filly now in the Donald Baker stables, formerly trained out of Victoria. Run fifth in a Group 3 at Flemington, beaten 4.5, then went to another listed race, beaten 5, and went to Moonee Valley, beaten 6.4, but comes here to a lot easier 2-year-old race. And one fair reel of the top weights going good in the country circuits at Warwick and Toowoomba, and comes here to town for the first time. 7, 11, 10 and 1. Race 1.
Righto. Race 2 is a staying race here. The scratchings are 1, 6, 9 and 11.
4, 2, 8 and 7. I like the 4 Pop and Scotch. If he's going to run up to win a carnival time here over the carnival, he'll need to win this. And he's had the 3 solid runs back. But his run was really good behind Rock the Pack last start. And he drops 1.5 kilos from the Birchley stable. 2 mark out. He's in good form. He's won 2 out of his last 3. He had a pretty soft win at the Sunshine Coast 13 days ago. 8 got a zip. I like this little horse. I liked him here a couple of weeks ago. Brian Smith's got him. He's by Zabeel. He's only lightly raced, but his run was good last start. And 7 Scotty Bugotti had his first go in town here 2 weeks ago, and he ran a respectable 3rd. 4, 2, 8, 7, race 2.
Race number 3. The scratchings here are 4 and 12.
5, 2, 10, 3. I like him, track star. I marked him down here 3 weeks ago. He was dead unlucky. No fault of Jimmy Burns. It was just where he was, back on the fence. He had to look for runs on him, and then never came until the last 100 metres. He was beaten 1.1. He's got a good alley. He drops 2 kilos on that run, even going up just a little bit in grade. To be what you want to be. He's racing really good. He's running your last start. Was good behind Sir Moments, so there's no Sir Moments in this race. So he's back in grade. 10 Cosmonaut. Brian Smith's runner, he's been placed his last 3. He'll get a lovely run from that one alley. And 3 Calum's another was coming off that runny behind Joe for a couple of weeks ago. It's a little bit of an awkward gate for him, but with him saying that, his run was good. 5, 2, 10, 3, race 3.
All right, just hold on, Gary. We'll come back and look at the rest of the program shortly. There's only one or two out here for the first at Ellerslie. Showery and Dead, 3 Lady Calamara is the favourite, $4.170, over 8 Tiffany's at $5.80, and number 1 Marina and number 4 Secretary of State around $7 to $8.
In this morning, 4.5 mils of rain has fallen here at the track, so currently a dead 5, pretty sure to be downgraded after race 1. In go Silver Minx, set to go in the first, gates open now, they're off, and a racing, and Morale out wide was one of the first away, closer in is Running Scared, and a Rose Handy early. Right there also as they settle down is Marina, going forward out a bit deeper on the track, next is Lady Calamara, and closer in is Secretary of State between runners. 1.5 away to the grey, Silver Minx on the inside is Tiffany's, getting back in the early stages here is Nigel Lissimer, third last, 2 links to Blue Flag, and last of all is Ocean Bound as they work up up the rise, leaving the straight for the first time, and the leader is up on the and one off the rail is Morel. From on the inside of it, running scared, Lady Calamara is out three wide currently, but now we'll get across to be one off the rail. From on the inside of Rose as they swing into the back, lying fifth is Marina from Silver Minx, then came Secretary of State, two lengths away next is Tiffany's, Ocean Bound back third last on the inside of Nigel Lissima, and Blue Flag is last of all as they head down to the 1300 metres. These two leaders having a good duel in the early stages of the race. The leaders are Running Scared on the inside of Morel, and they steady now. They lead by two lengths. Lady Calamara's third up on the outside of a Rose, one and a half to Marina on the outside of Silver Minx. Then came Secretary of State from Ocean Bound, Tiffany's back third last from Nigel Lissima, and Blue Flag is last of all. They top the rise, 1,000 metres to go in the first on the card, spread out over 10 lengths here, and it's Running Scared. The leader leads by a half length from Morel, the outside, two and a half away favourite Lady Calamara. On its inside next was a Rose, followed by Marina as they start to compress ranks now. Silver Minx is next, and off and around them goes Tiffany's quickly, Secretary of State, Blue Flag and Nigel Lissima all make their runs as well as they jam right up, and two lengths away Ocean Bound. Up towards the corner they come. 500 metres to go. The race on in earnest now. Running Scared, the leader. Joining it on the outside is Tiffany's. Morel is there as well. Out deeper next. Then we've got as they head for home. And Nigel Lissima followed further back by Secretary of State. Then Marina. Lady Calamara in behind these. Down to the 200 metres. Tiffany's the one that made the lead. Nigel Lissima's running on. So too along the inside. Silver Minx. Then Lady Calamara and Morel further out. Secretary of State. But shut the gate time. Tiffany's. Tiffany's. He's raced away here, will win it. Nigel Lissima's going to run second, third at the line. Photos here between either Lady Calamara or on the inside of it, Morel, and right in line with them, Silver Minx. And then followed over next by Secretary of State, Blue Flag. A gap back in behind those then was a Rose for Marina. Then Ocean Bound and Running Scared, the pacemaker, will be the last of them home.
Number 8, Tiffany, $7.260 to Nigel Lissima, $160, and it's a photo for third. More shortly on the first at Ellerslie. We're previewing Doomben with Gary Cleese here on Sky Sports Radio. We're up to race four. Gary, no scratchings.
Yeah, 4-1-2-3. I like him. 4, Mount Nebo. Alan Devon bought him to Caloundra 13 days ago. That was his first up run from a fair break, and he was really good on the line. He had 59. He did a good job to win. He drops in weight here. I would have liked to probably still see this little bit of give in the track, because I reckon he's better with it. But nevertheless, he has one on top of the ground. One Architect going really good. He's been placed his last three. His last couple of runs have been an open handicap, so he's back in grade going up in rate. 2 Kempelli, he found the line good here to win here 2 weeks ago. He gets a nice run from the good gate. And 3 Mr. Fabulous is another horse going in good form at the moment. He wasn't really had a lot of luck. He was held up on the own turn. Prior to that, he copped a bit of check at the 600. So beating 2.8 could have been a lot shorter. 4-1-2-3, race 4.
Righto. Race 5, first leg of the Quadrella. Take out 4-13, and then the emergencies 14-15-18-19.
You know, I've gone one here, a bit of odds. I've gone 11, 8, 12 and 2. I like the 11 here, Magic Jewel. Now, Clary Connors has got her. You'd probably like to hear that this track is starting to really dry out. Now, second at Randwick 2 runs ago on a good track behind Private Secretary, beaten 3. She looks like she's going to be hard to beat in the first in Sydney today. And then went to Warwick Farm and hit a rain-affected track and didn't handle it. All the best runs have been on top of the ground. Well, the 3 wins have been. He's found the right race, and no Metropolitan win race. 8 Passatorio, I like his run up the Sunshine Coast. He covered a heap of ground. He's just got to have a little bit of luck from that Auckland gate. That's the query, but he's got the right boy aboard, and Damien Brown. 12 days in here, Bandit Queen. She's been racing really good for Desley Forster. And 2 Hot Hit, I've got a watch on her from the Mark Mason stable. Had good country form, comes to town with a good alley first up. 11, 8, 12 and 2, race 5.
Race number 6, benchmark 90 race. The scratchings, well, there's in fact none of them in this race. A field of 13 and Havastan having its first run for Tony Gollan today.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see him. I'd say he'd have him ready or getting him ready for the carnival. He's a better horse over more ground. I've left him out, Andrew. I've gone 7, 9, 2 and 11. I like the 7 Flamboyer. He's been placed his last round. I think the big key to him today, he's got an ideal gate. He drops about 2 kgs on his last run, and they whack the blinkers back on him. I reckon he's so much better horse with the shades on. Nine's the Danger Lucky Black. Chris Munts has got him absolutely flying. Went first up 1,000. He came back and won a 1,200-metre race here 2 weeks ago. He's won up to the mile. 1,350 suits him. To Joker, his win here last start was good over a Kalem. He gets a little bit of weight relief. And I've seen the 11 in Tornado Miss from the Tony Gollan yard. Had a lot of luck over the last 50 metres here behind Love Shuffle, beaten 1.3, but gets a good gate and no weight. 7, 9, 2, 11, race 6.
Race 7, there's scratchings here. Take out 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, and the emergencies 19 and 20.
You know, look, the choppy's going great. I'm going to go to the value. I've gone 4, 1, 5, and 2. I like Tiger Dimogen. Kelly Sweet has got it. Now, she's won 6 overall. 5 of her wins have been here at Doomben. She hit that real heavy track behind Mount Nebo. She's no good on wet ground. She's better on top of the ground. And she gets 53.5 kilos on her back here with Bridget Grills and gets on top of the ground. And not only that, loves it here at Doomben. Look, the choppy's going great. He don't care. He sat outside the leader. They thought he'd lead here the other day, but he just sat outside when Cassandra Smith let him down. He just went bang. My query goes up nearly 3 kilos on the wing, but he's got 58. But he's in great form. Rock Rorty, he's had the one run back. He ran a terrific second first up behind Lucky Black. He's come out to win again. And the watch horses are 2 Dream of Slips. Robert Heathcote resumes here. Only a lightly raced horse. He's won 5 out of 10. He's had a soft trial under his belt, and he's won 2 first up. If he's right, he's probably the key. 4, 1, 5, 2, race 7.
The last at Doomben at 4:37. You can take out 1, 6, 9, 14, and 17.
3, 2, 5, and 11. He's just going to get the gun run here. Worthy calls us 3. Gun run. He drew the 10 gate and Denarius beating fair and square, but the alley probably cost him. The alleys had reversed today. He just kept a beautiful gate here. Worthy course. 2 Denarius. Here's the danger. His winning last start was good, but I just like Worthy course from that one alley. 5, what a lovely day. Johnny Wolf's got her. He's got her in good form. She's won 2 out of her last 3, and her last win at the Sunshine Coast was good. And 11, Desert General. I never look at him in the yard. He resumed here first up without a trial 2 weeks ago. He's got an awkward gait, but looking at him, he dead set needed the run. If he strips fitter, he's a player. 3, 2, 5, 11 for me in the last, Andrew.
All right, there are the 8 races on an improving track. Soft fibre. The weather's beautiful there from what Gary's told us. What's your best there, mate?
Yeah, I like race 2, number 4, Poppin' Scotch. If he's going to run up to the carnival, he's got a win here today in race 3, number 5, track staff, a Tony Gollan stable. Quaddy numbers 11, 8 and 12 in the first leg, 7, 9, 2, 11, 4, 1 and 5 in the third, and 3, 2 and 5. Andrew, and you're dead right, that's starting to kick in and that sun's starting to beam down. So I think this track will improve, mate.
Ah, fantastic. Mate, we'll see you through the afternoon with all the interviews on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Gary Cleese with the first at Doomben, 12 minutes past 12. Totes on the first at Ellerslie, 8 Tiffany's, $7.260. 2 Nigelissima, $1.60. 12 Morale at $5.20, fourth number 3. Quanama, 30. Exacta, 41. Trifecta, 565. First four, 529. They're at the stalls for race 1 at Hastings. And in Hastings, it's showery and dead. The first, the favourite, is 6 Chic, 370 and 190. That race in a couple of minutes. But let's start looking at Kembla Grange. We've got hopefully a fine day from what Wayne can tell us. That track is a heavy 8 after 20 mils of rain yesterday. How is it now, Wayne?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all your listeners. A little bit cloudy at the moment, but not much of a breeze. But I think just unfortunately we had that rain yesterday. The track was only going to be in the soft range. But anyway, that's what we're dealt with. Not sure if we'll get an upgrade through the day, but doesn't look like rain at the moment. Not that I'm a weather forecaster. I think I go better at tipping horses.
Well, let's see how you go today. The first race here at Kembla, you can take out 5 and 16.
A really, really good 2-year-old event to kick off here, and it's hard to tip past the top weight here. I've got 1, 10, 9 and 12. One from the team Snowden Camp, Magic Diamond, been placed on a heavy at Warwick Farm, then last start ran 4th at Randwick in the kindergarten behind Furnaces. Probably looked a little unlucky. They got cut out of the stage, should have finished closed. I think probably should have run 2nd in that race. I think it's going to be very hard to beat here. It has got the race experience over a lot of these first starters that we've got to keep a query on. I might be able to help you from the yard. My second choice is one of the Gay Waterhouse has 3 runners, Nostario. It's got an awful draw here, but it's judging its trial recently at Randwick, was on a soft track. It showed a lot of speed and it was solid at the end of the trial too. So I think it'll run very, very well. Other chances, we'll throw in the 9, Lady Moochie, another one, awkward draw from a first barrier, for a first race, I should say. But I like the way she finished off her trial recently from a very, very informed Jason Coyle camp too, so we watched the market there. And another one, the Waterhouse runners, number 12, Rock Candy, was placed on a heavy here last preparation at Kembla Grange, resumes here today on the back of 2 trials and a better rally than what the others have. So for me, early doors, 1, 10, 9 and 12.
Race 2 at Kembla, you can take out 5, 8, 12 and 13.
Looks a venerable race for the top weight here, Crimson God, 1, 7, 10 and 2. He's been very, very expensive for us punters. I can see a lovely, lovely horse. He's by Longo. He's out of a Kenny Ladmare. So judging, I've gone back through all his form and his best trials have been on wet or rain-affected ground. Now, is the city place getter on a couple of occasions? I think coming into this fresh year today, Jeff Penn's a ride. No one knows this track at Kembla better than Jeff. So the Godolphin horse, I think he's found a very winnable race today. I'd be very disappointed if he doesn't win. 1, Crimson God on top. I thought number 7 might be the danger. Cross Court, Gerald Ryan's galloper. Was well supported when beaten at Gosford last start. It should have gone close to winning. I know it runs third there. It was cut out of vital stage, so I think it'll run well here. 10, Chophouse Tears. Now, there's a heap of gear changes with it today. I've got to say it's been utterly disappointing overall through its form, but Dave Van Dyke took it back to the trials the other day, and I thought it trialled okay, albeit on the poly track. It was bettered after its last run when it was a beaten favourite at Canberra. So it can lift here without really, really surprising, because, as I said, it started favourite every time it's gone round. And the first starter here, number 2, Star Odyssey, it's got better with each trial that it's had. So just watch the market with it. But I'd really think it's a race for Crimson God today. 1, 7, 10, and 2.
Slight delay at Hastings. Buffalo Chief just getting some new gear placed on a horse's head. Race 3, you can take out number 4.
I've gone numbers 7, 8, 2, and 1 here. I thought number 7, Rose of Man, she's a filly from the Terry Robinson camp. She was given 2 runs last prep and she got back, hit the line okay. They're only at Maruya in Canberra, but gee, I like the way she won at Canberra first up this prep. She ran about badly in the straight. She was made go back and trial, and her trial was enormous the other day. It was a terrific trial at Warwick Farm. She wasn't really let go. She ran second in that trial. I just think she's come back a much stronger filly this preparation. She's by Denman and looks an ongoing type. So she's on top for me. I thought number 8, Subservient, the Godolphin filly, they took her down, give her a kill at Albury. She only did what she had to do there, watched her in her trials, and she's pretty well the same there too. She was a little bit green at Albury, so I think she's on the improve. This is a very good race. And then we go to number 2, Combatant. It's been hitting the line quite well in its run, stepping up to 1,200 metres. She's got to throw it in. I tossed up between Rihanna Gladiator 1 and a bit of value with 6 MOSA. I think we'll go 1 We own a Gladiator. Its form's been okay and, you know, it's consistent. 7, 8, 2, and 1.
Just starting to move in at Hastings. We've got time to look at race 4 here. Take out 2 and 7.
Got numbers 6, 5, 10, and 8. I thought number 6 would be the one to beat here. Transcript, another Godolphin runner. Went around at Wellington the other day. It was a beaten favourite there, odds-on favourite, but, gee, I didn't think it got around the track at all. It was wide, saw more of the outside fence than the inside, and I thought it held on quite well to finish just behind the place getters. This is a very, very winnable race for mine. Thought number 5, Super Force. Ran terrific here at Kembla on debut on a soft track, and that's past couple have been disappointing, so hard to follow its form. Down to number 10, it's stable-mate Exhilarated. It's resuming from a spell, ran a couple of nice races last time in. Just watch the market with it. And 8, Danical. Oh, she's just had a stack of starts and hasn't been able to win, but was placed on the soft last start. 6 on top would be 5, 10, and 8.
Righto, Wayne, come back in a moment. Look at the Kembla Grange Quadrella legs. But now race 1 at Hastings. The favourite 6, Schick, $3.180. 1, Bell Boy at $4.80. And 3, Jubilant, $5.20.
Nations Hawke's Bay Gold Cup Day railed through Tragadid 4. Lined and ready for the first. Racing, away they go, and that was a perfect dispatch to start the day.
Extravagant was one of the first out. Oscar's Shadow settles back last, so it's Extravagant over Our Aberdeen. Lying third is Jubilant up on the outside, and then Justin behind them as they settle into stride as Buffalo Chief. Bellboy is back on the inside, a length and a half away to Schick. He's got the mouth open, just tugging for some more rein, and Oscar's Shadow is the last one. Down the back they go. They've got less than 1,000 metres left to go, and seven lengths would cover them from first to last. Extravagant in front by three quarters of a length on Jubilant second. A length and a half away to Our Aberdeen on the inside of Buffalo Chief, and two lengths further afield to Bellboy on the inside of the favourite Schick as they peel off the back, and a length and a half to Oscar's Shadow, the last one. 700 metres left to go. Extravagant coming down the side, travelling okay too, leads by a length. Running second is Jubilant, three to four lengths away. Our Aberdeen's under pressure. Buffalo Chief has been stoked up. Schick is round the outside, tracked along by Bellboy back on the inside, and Oscar's Shadow the last one. Extravagance cruising, turning for home. 3:50 left to go. Opens up now by five. Running second is Jubilant, and then came Our Aberdeen. Schick's a long way off them down the outside. It's Extravagant in front. 1:20 left to go. Is in front by five. On Jubilant, running home down the outside, Oscar's Shadow. But have a look at this. Extravagant, an amazing win to open the program. Wins by nearly eight lengths. Jubilant has run second. Oscar's Shadow third and Bellboy fourth, but they were never going to catch the winner. Next to go by was Schick, a long way back to Our Aberdeen, who was gone a long way from home. And Buffalo Chief was one of the last ones to run through.
And Extravagant number four into $4.90 and $2 over three Jubilant $3.50 and no third for number eight Oscar's Shadow. That's race number one at Hastings. We're previewing Kembla Grange with Wayne Harris. We're up to race five here, Wayne. You can take out 2, 6, 9, and 10.
I've gone numbers 5, 1, 4, and 3. Gone with the Gerald Ryan runner, number 5, Fast Beat. She's been placed two of her four career runs. Only been just over 2.5 lengths at Rose Hill the other day behind a Q's on a heavy track. Was placed at Wyong before that. And, yeah, she's been threatening to win. Today might be the day. So not an over-strong race. I don't know if you're a fan of the hit series on the Raj, Andrew, but number 1, Ari Gold. I believe it's named after one of the charismatic characters in it. Okay. I'm a bit of a fan, so I hope I'm not barking up the wrong tree, but I think it's the main danger. It's got back and finished off in its past couple of starts. It's had one run this time in and was a good second to goal and hit the line well on that occasion. Only query I've got, there's no wet form around it. Did trial on soft one day. I actually did run third at Nowra. It's on debut on a soft track, so I think it'll get through the ground all right, and it's had a trial since its last run. So I've got it running second. I thought number 4, Leap of Legend, will improve on its debut run at Hawkesbury recently. It was finishing off quite okay from an astute yard. And I thought number 3, Captain Mannering. He had very consistent form last preparation, and resuming at 1,400 metres, got a big watch on him. I know he can perform. 5, 1, 4, and 3.
I'm more into Captain Mannering with Dad's Army, but everyone's got their own.
I've moved on from that. I've got a new one.
No, I love it. Race 6, you can take out number 6, The Artist.
I've got numbers 7, 1, 11, and 8, Andrew. I thought number 7 would be hard to beat here. No how. Trained by Donna Grisdale here on the track. His run in the other day in that provincial champion qualifier at Gosford was terrific. He got back, he got cut out a couple of times. It was a big run, beaten 2.5 lengths behind Powerline. He was a good third at Kembla behind that. He's got a little better wet track form. So I think back to his home track here, 1,400 metres, he is the one to beat. I've got to put number 1, Totally Devoted, in. I'm worried about the big 58.5 kilos. It's got a lump here. Back to its home track. It's ever consistent, winning at Hawkesbury last start. And she doesn't help herself in the run sometimes. She's a bit slow away and gets back in the ruck. I'm a bit worried about that 58.5, but that might just be the wet track. It might just even them out a bit, and she can handle it, but the weight's a worry there. I thought other chances. I'll throw in number 11, Italian Queen. Did win her its maiden on a soft track a fair while ago, but its last run here at Kembla was quite good. And we'll throw in the rate Bella Vicka. She had the one run back from a spell. See, John Sargent's put the blinkers on today. She's only lightly raced. I know she's got more ability than what she's showing on paper. So 7, 1, 11 and 8.
Race number 7, take out 7 and 8.
3, 5, 4 and 1 for me, Andrew. Very, very tricky race. Now, Dowdtown Charlie can get through the ground. I think the 3 kilo claim for James Innes here today is a big plus. He had the one run back from a spell, and he only finished just under 3 lengths behind Ballet Suite at Randwick. So that's pretty good form for a race like this. And we do know this horse can get over a bit of ground. Last prep, he was running over the 18 2000s in City. class races. So back to provincial grade here, kept fresh. I think he's the one that's going to be very, very hard to beat. I've gone with number 5, Bractiate. He's been a little bit disappointing, this Godolphin Galloper, but I do expect a big improvement. His only win was on a wet track, and he does run well here at Kembla, so I think he'll run better than what his form is suggesting at the moment. Then we go to, what did I have my third choice? Number 4 was I'll Be Ready. He's racing in good heart at the moment, winner here 2 runs ago, and wasn't beaten far at Canberra last start. And we'll throw in probably number 1. He ran out of his skin major first up at Goulburn recently. He has run very well second up a couple of times before, and he did perform very well in city class races last prep. So if he still comes here with freshness in his legs, you've got to throw him in. 3, 5, 4, and 1.
About 90 seconds from the first at Rickerton, where it's overcast and dead. The favourite, 13, Rock DeMac, $3.130. The last at Kembla, you can take out 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9.
Looks a dead set, Quinella. 1, 3, 2, and 12. I think I'm a broken record. Normally, I don't tip the top weights in these 2,000-metre races at Kembla, but I think he's a very, very handy horse in the making. Number 1, Dr. Sykes. Les Bridge has scratched all these other runners, I think, here today, and he's relying on Dr. Sykes. He's stepping up to the 2,000 metres for the first time, but gee, the way he hit the line strongly, he won over 1,400 he's made in 2 runs ago, and then good placing at Kembla, and probably should have finished a bit closer over the mile. He's gone back and trialled after that. He's been kept ticking over well, and I think he's a smart horse. So 1 on top. I do think number 3, Red DeBarwi. Blinkers go back on him today. He's racing in good heart at the moment. He's around the money. Wet tracks, he doesn't get too bad on them, but I just think he's met a pretty smart horse here today. If he runs a distance, Dick Sykes wins, I think.
Yep.
2, Night in Venice. No wet form, but he'll run the trip. And the one down the bottom I've thrown in there, it's been very consistent, number 12, Kadata. Hasn't been winning, but it's been around the money. So 1, 3, 2 and 12, Andrew in the last, but I think it's a death at Cornell in them too.
Righto, 1, 3, then 2 and 12. What's your best there, Wayne?
Andrew, I've thrown it very, very hard. And maybe race 2, number 1, Crimson God. If they bet black odds, we'll take a chance with him to break his maiden today.
Race 2, number 1. We'll hear you right through the afternoon from the mounting yard. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck.
Wayne Harris looking at Kembla Grange. Heavy 8, it may stay there. It's a bit overcast, but no rain since late last night. Now, race 1 at Rickerton.
Well, 2 at 1,400. Second to Zippin and fourth to the Smart Tricker Tools last week. Now they're all in. And one's gone through the front of the gates. Been ages since we've seen one do that here. Morgan Bett. And that gate's not well. The horse is in a far better way than what the gate is. So, boy, it must
be. Okay, so that horse, Morgan Bett, is on the loose now. Clark, of course, trying to pick him up, but no luck at this stage. So, a delay. We'll pick it up as soon as we can on the first at Rickerton. They've taken the barrier away. The horse has totally broken the front of the barrier. Now, it's just a question of whether they can pick Morgan Bett up. Let's go to Luke Marlow. He's at Goulburn today for the 6th race card. Morning to you, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, and to all the listeners.
Might have to go straight to Rickerton here shortly, mate, but what have you got for us? You got a couple at Goulburn?
Yeah, okay, just a quick one then, Andrew. Race 2, number 3, Hermosa Beach. Looks like starting pretty short, but this first starter looks beautifully placed here after a nice trial, so we'll go that way, race 2, number 3. And in the last, I thought King Caleb could run a race at each way odd. Race 6, number 3. There's a 2 for Goulburn. Race 2, 3. And at race 6, 3.
Are you there or on the way? How's the weather looking where you are?
Yeah, very close. I'm only 10 minutes from the track. It looks okay. It's overcast, but there's no rain at the moment. Soft 6 at the moment, so hopefully the weather does stay okay, Andrew.
Okay. So the 2 at Goulburn, race 2, number 3, and race 6, number 3. Good calling, mate. We'll hear you through the afternoon.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Luke Marlow with his tips for Goulburn today. We'll take a break and then we'll be going to Rickerton.
Sky Sports Radio takes you harness racing 7 days a week and presents the best from Tabcorp Park, Menangle.
Some bow-tied brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back, all right. He's making a mess of them. Bow-tied, absolutely brilliant.
Sunday afternoon, April 26th, the best will return with dual Inter-Dominion champion Bow-tied, set to strut his stuff in the Len Smith Mile. Can he create record times, or will there be an upset? Get yourself trackside or stay tuned to your harness racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
They've caught this horse at Rickerton, Morgan Bett. It's a $25 chance. We're just waiting to see whether it's going to be running or not. The front of the barrier is totally broken off.